奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
今天是2025年最后的一个安息日。
Today is the last Sabbath day of year 2025.
感谢主带领我们来到2025的年终。
We thank God for guiding us to the end of 2025.
年终不只是一个岁月的更替。
The end of the year is not just a passing of time.
更是一个心灵的回顾
，But it is a time for reflection on the year.
回顾这一年
，to reflect on what has happened this year.
甜酸苦辣俱全
the different experiences that we had.
喜怒哀乐皆配
the different emotions that we faced.
真的是让我们百感交集啊
！As we reflect on this, it causes us to have all kinds of feelings.
大卫的人生遭遇更加倍的让他百感交集。
So the experiences that David faced in his life all the more made him feel this way.
但是他并没有因此消沉或者埋怨。
But he did not lose heart and grumble because of it.
他呼叫他的心说。他呼叫他的心。
He told his heart.
我的心呢？你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
So my heart, you have to praise the Lord, and you have to remember all that He has done.
为什么不可以忘记神的恩惠呢
？Why is it that we must not forget the grace of God?
因为人若忘记神的恩惠，他的心会消沉，甚至会心死。
Because if we forget the grace of God, we will lose heart, and we may even feel dead inside.
当人只看问题的时候。他真的是会越来越苦恼。
When we only look at the problem, then we only become more and more troubled.
当人只看失败的时候，他的心真的是会越来越沉重。
When we look only at failures, our hearts become more heavy.
可是当他开始思念神的恩惠的时候
，But as we begin to recall the grace of God,
他的心就开始被校正。
Our hearts will become corrected.
他的心里就有安慰，有盼望。
So our hearts will have this comfort and hope.
新一年的路程，我们真的不知道将如何。
We do not know what next year will hold.
当我们要学习大卫，呼叫自己的心，不可忘记神一切的恩惠。
But we must learn from David to remind our own hearts not to forget the grace of God.
也许你认为这一年我们有什么恩惠可念，只有苦难可念。
Perhaps we feel that we do not have any grace to remember this year, but only bitter memories.
身体的病痛啦
physical ailments.
家庭的纠纷啦
family disputes.
工作的劳苦啦
troubles at work.
还有生活种种的不如意等等
and all kinds of things in our lives not going our way.
这些真的让我们苦不堪言啊
So all these things cause us to feel very bitter.
那在这个时候，我们就要特别思想耶利米先知他所说的一句话。
So at this point, we must remember what Prophet Jeremiah said.
每早晨都是新的。
So his compassions fail not; they are new every morning.
我们都知道这一句话。
We all know this verse.
但你怎么样去了解这一句话？
But how do you understand this verse?
每一早晨对你来说真的是新的吗
？So, are God's mercies new every morning for you?
不是因为神把我们的环境改变了，所以每早晨是新的。
It is not that God changes our environment that His mercies are new every morning.
是神让我们每天都还活着，让我们可以看见新的每早晨。
But it is that God allows us to live and see the morning every day.
活着本身就是一个恩典。
Being able to live, it's its own grace.
虽然问题还没有解决
，Even though the problem has not been solved.
虽然苦难也还没有消逝
，Even though the tribulations have not vanished.
但是我还活着
，But we are still alive.
我还能够到公司上班
，I'm still able to go to work.
我还能够到教会聚会
I'm able to come to church to worship God
我还能够跟家人在一起
I'm able to spend time with my family
我还能够到处自由吃喝
I'm able to eat and drink as I will
这一些不都是恩典吗
Is this all not grace?
我们请看《生命记》的第八章
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8
我们读第二到第四节
Verses 2 to 4
《生命记》第八章 2-4.
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 2-4. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years.
神赐下玛拿养活以色列人40年。
God sustained the people of Israel for 40 years with manna.
对他们来说真的是一个大恩典。
To them, this is truly a great grace.
但是摩西提醒他们。
But Moses reminded them.
在这40年了，你们的衣服没有穿旧，你们的脚也没有肿。
In those 40 years, their garments did not wear out, nor did their feet swell.
这是日常的恩典。
This is a daily grace.
可是我们只是记住大恩典，却忽略了日常的小恩典。
But we only remember the grace that appears to be bigger, and we forget these small graces.
我们不要等到我们有一天不能够自由起床了。
We should not wait till the day where we are unable to get out of bed.
不能够自由吃喝了。
We're not able to drink or eat freely.
不能够到公司去上班。
We're not able to go to work.
不能够到教会去聚会。
We're not able to come to church to worship God.
我们在这个时候才晓得，原来这一切都是恩典。
Only then will we realize that all these things are grace.
我们总是要等到逝去的时候才来了解这是一个恩典。
We often only realize this is grace when we lose it.
为什么不在他还没有逝去的时候就好好珍惜这每一天在日常生活里面的小恩典呢？
So why do we not cherish these small grace that we receive in our daily lives?
真的，每一天能够平凡的度过就是一个恩典。
Truly to be able to live our lives smoothly every day is a grace.
不是每一天都值得去纪念。
Not every day is worth remembering.
但是每一天都值得去感恩。
But every day is worth giving thanks for.
年终的回顾不是叫我们去叹息岁月流逝了多少。
So reflecting at the end of the year is not for us to lament how fast time flies.
更不是埋怨我们的苦难有多少。
To grumble about how many bitter things that we have faced.
但是却是要我们去纪念神的恩典有多少。
But rather to remember how much grace we have received from God.
纪念主的恩典会让你在新的一年走得更稳更远。
And by doing so, it allows us to walk further and walk more steadily in the new year.
不是因为路平，乃是因为心稳。
It is not because the road is flat, but rather our hearts are steady.
我们请看马可福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6,
31节。
Verse 31.
马可福音第六章31节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 31, And he said to them, Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat.
我们看到主赐给门徒疲累中的恩典。
We can see how God gave the disciples grace in a time of their fatigue.
门徒在接待那么多人，他们忙碌到啊，连吃饭都没有时间。
The disciples were ministering to so many people that they did not even have time to eat.
那对这主对这一些服侍到又饿又累的门徒说了一句非常医治疲累的话。
And so the Lord Jesus said something very healing to these disciples who are tired and hungry.
你们来。同我暗暗到旷野地方去歇一歇。
Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while.
主耶稣不是责备他们，怎么这么累，这么容易就疲累呢？
So the Lord Jesus did not rebuke them for becoming tired so easily.
主耶稣也不是叫他们要加油，加添他们的压力。
And the Lord Jesus also did not try to encourage them and push them further.
主耶稣也不是催促他们要更快一点。
And the Lord Jesus also did not urge them to
hurry up.
But the Lord Jesus told them,
来，我们到旷野地方去歇一歇，去喘一口气吧。
Come, let us go to a deserted place and rest.
这一年，我们其实也真的不容易过。
This year indeed was not an easy year.
有许多人是带着叹息的。
Many people are sighing.
也有一些人是带着眼泪的。
Many people are tearing.
更有一些人是带着一身的伤痛。
And many are carrying with them a body full of pain.
有一些人甚至都说不出话来。
Some are not even able to speak.
他们只是感觉到非常的疲累。
They just feel very tired.
真的，我们很疲累的时候，真的连话都不想说了。
Truly, when we are very tired, we don't even feel like talking.
这不只是我们身体的疲累而已。
And this is not just a physical fatigue.
这乃是我们的心灵长期在消耗当中的那一种疲累。
And this is a kind of exhaustion that is prolonged in our spirit.
你没有倒下，但你一直在那边苦苦撑着。
You have not fallen down, but you are still barely holding on.
你真怕哪天自己倒下，谁来撑这个家？
You are worried that if one day you fall, who will take care of your house?
你没有失去信仰。
You have not lost your faith.
你还来聚会，你还是在祷告。
You still come for services and you still pray.
你也还在侍奉神。
You are still serving.
但是你的聚会和侍奉却没有了那一种的甘甜。
But you have already lost this sweetness in your service.
你仍然相信神。
You still believe in God.
但是你不再期待什么东西。
But you are no longer looking forward to anything.
你真的是心灰意冷，心灵真的很疲累了。
Your heart is cold and your spirit is exhausted.
主耶稣看见当日门徒的疲累。
The Lord Jesus saw how tired the disciples were.
主耶稣也看见今日我们心灵的疲累。
And the Lord Jesus today also sees our exhaustion today.
主不会忽视，更不会轻视我们这一些疲累的。
The Lord will not despise or ignore our fatigue.
因为疲累不是失败。
Because this exhaustion is not failure.
疲累也不是一种的软弱。
Being exhausted is also not a form of weakness.
这是必然的一个结果。
This is something that is expected.
在疲累当中，你需要的就是到主，到旷野去歇一歇。
In your exhaustion, what you need is to go to the Lord in this deserted place to rest.
许多人疲累了，他们就到酒吧去，或者到卡拉 OK 去，尽情喝一杯，尽情唱一首歌。
Many people, when they are tired, they go to the bar, they go to sing karaoke.
但是那些地方人多如密集的沙丁鱼。
But there are so many people there, they are packed like sardines.
也好像早上的菜市场，那个声音嘈杂到你怎么样能够得到休息？
It is also as crowded and noisy as a marketplace. How are you going to get rest?
旷野地方好像一个天然的心灵安息室。
The wilderness is like a natural soundproof room.
在那边你看不到人，但是你可以感受得到神。
You are not able to see anyone, but you will be able to feel God.
你听不到人的声音，但是你可以听到神的声音。
You're not able to hear the voices of men, but the voice of God.
疲倦的心灵，只有安静来到神的面前，你才能够得到休息的。
A weary spirit is only able to get rest by coming before God.
我们还记得主耶稣对我们说的话吗？
Do we still remember the words that the Lord Jesus spoke to us?
把劳苦担重担的到我面前来。我必使你得安息。
Those who are weary and heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest.
主耶稣不是说去把你的问题处理好，你要刚强一点。
The Lord Jesus did not say, go and solve your problems, you have to be stronger.
主耶稣是说，来，到我这里来，我让你得到安息。
But the Lord Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest.
大卫说，
David said,
父亲怎么样连续他的儿女？父亲怎么样连续他的儿女？连续可怜他的儿女。
So how does a father empathize with his child?
耶和华也怎样的连续他的敬畏他的人
？And that is also how the Lord empathizes with those who fear him.
他还说了一句话。
He also said this.
他知道我们的本体，顾念我们只不过是尘土。
He knows what we are made of, that we are but dust.
我们也许想到我们不过是尘土，我们就很失望。
When we think that we are just dust, we get disappointed.
但是神并没有对我们不过是尘土而失望。
But God is not disappointed because we are dust.
他仍然爱我们。
He still loves us.
他仍然连续我们，就像天父啊，就像父亲连续他的儿女一样。
So he understands us just as how God understands his children.
使我们疲累了，就到天父的面前来得到天父的连续和安息。
So if we are tired, then we have to come before God, to receive his compassion and rest.
我们请看诗篇四十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 46.
我们读第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇四十六篇第一节。
Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
神是我们患难中随时的帮助。
God is our ever-present help in times of tribulation.
也许你去说，但是我们在需要帮助的时候，为什么神不随时帮助我们呢？
But sometimes we think, why is it that when I need help, God does not help me immediately?
那我们必须要了解一点。
We have to understand one point.
随时的帮助并不是随你要的方式。
Just because God is our ever-present help doesn't mean that He will help us according to our own will.
也不是随你要的时间。
And it also does not mean that He will help us according to our own time.
神有神的时间，神有神的旨意。
God has His own time and His own will.
当暴风突然袭来
，When the storm comes suddenly,
浪打入船里，船甚至要沉下去了。
And when the waves struck the boat till it was going to sink.
主耶稣却在船尾那边睡着了。
Jesus was at the stern asleep.
主耶稣并没有及时出手帮助他们平静这个风和浪。
Jesus did not come immediately to calm the storm for the disciples.
所以这些门徒都在惊恐喊叫。
And so the disciples were screaming for their lives.
他们大声地对主说
：“And they,
不是，我们都要丧命了，你都不顾我们呢？”
And they cried out to the Lord and said, "We are losing our lives."
我们可以想象他们的声音是带着恐惧的。
We can only imagine that their voices must have carried with it a lot of fear.
更多的是带着难以置信的责问。
And it also probably carried with it, this.
为什么主，你任凭我们被这个风浪打击，我们都要沉下去了
？With this accusatory tone, Lord, why are you allowing this storm to hit us?
你怎么还能够睡得着不理我们呢
？How is it that you do not care about us and you are still fast asleep？
为什么我们都已经到了危险的地步，为什么你还不愿意出手呢
？We are in such great danger. Why are you still not doing anything？
就是在他们在这种非常焦虑、非常疑问的时候
，It's in this moment of anxiety and doubt，
主耶稣才起来叫风和海平静。
That the Lord Jesus arose and calmed the storm.
然后主耶稣转身对他们说
And the Lord Jesus turned and said to them,
为什么胆怯
Why do you fear?
你们还没有信心吗
Do you not have faith?
从主耶稣的说的话让我们了解一件重要的事情
From what the Lord Jesus says, it helps us understand one thing.
原来主耶稣并不是睡觉不理会他们
So it is not that the Lord Jesus was sleeping and did not care about them.
主耶稣是要借助这个风浪来考验他们的信心。
The Lord Jesus wanted to test their faith through this storm.
主耶稣不是无所不知吗？他应该知道门徒的信心如何。
Does not the Lord Jesus know everything? He should know their level of faith.
为什么还要借助这个风浪来考验他们的信心
？So why does he still want to test their faith using this storm?
主耶稣当然知道他们的信心啊。
Of course, the Lord Jesus knows their level of faith.
问题是他们不知道他们自己的信心如何。
But the problem is they themselves did not know how much faith they had.
所以需要考验才能够让他们自己了解原来我的信心是这样的。
So they needed to be tested to know how much faith they had.
信心的功课如果只是在温室里面学习你只是知道信心。
If your work of faith is only done in the greenhouse, then you only have this knowledge of faith.
只有在风浪中学习，你才真的能够学到信心。
But it is only through learning in the storm that you will gain this faith.
知道信心的人在风浪当中，他一样会害怕惊慌的。
Those who only know of faith will be fearful in the storm.
他会埋怨风浪，他更会埋怨主。
They will complain about the storm and grumble against God.
知道信心在风浪当中帮不了他什么东西。
To know about faith will not help you in the storm.
可是当你学到信心，你在风浪的时候，你就会祷告，安心交托一切给主。
But when you have learned and acquired this faith in the midst of the storm, you will be able to be calm and rely on God.
或生或死，你都没有恐惧，你都交托给主，求主带领就是。
You will have no fear and will entrust to God even if it means that you will lose your life.
你看彼得在这一次的风浪当中，他是多么的惊慌害怕。
We can see in this storm how fearful Peter was.
他们不是跟从耶稣看了很多的神迹奇事吗？
Have they not seen many miracles performed by the Lord?
他们清楚知道信心是什么的。
They knew what faith was.
但是他们还没有真正学到信心。
But they have not truly learned this faith.
可是经过这一次风浪以后
But through this storm,
他们明白了
they understood.
知道信心不等于是你学到信心
they know that faith is not about learning.
当他认真学到信心的时候
when they have, properly,
主已经不跟他们同在了
when they have properly obtained this faith,
他们要自己去面对那个风浪了
they will have to face the storm alone.
但是他们已经学到信心了。
But they have acquired this faith.
所以你看彼得在监牢里面他还睡觉了。
And so Peter was sleeping in prison.
别人都在那边紧张着急为他祷告。
People were anxious and praying for him.
但是他在那边睡觉。
But he was sleeping in prison.
他是真的安心睡觉的，没有恐惧，没有害怕的。
He was sleeping soundly without any fear.
怎么知道呢？
And how do we know that?
因为天使来救他的时候啊，拍他，他还以为是做梦啊，拍不醒啊。
Because when the angel came to him to wake him up, he thought it was a dream.
后来他醒来了。
And after he woke up,
他还以为是做梦，不是真的。
He thought it was a dream and wasn't real.
你可以想象他在那睡觉当中睡得多么甜啊。
We can only imagine how fast asleep he was.
因为他已经学到信心了。
Because he had learned and acquired faith.
不管风浪再大。
No matter how, great the storm is,
我是生或者是死
whether we live or die,
我都交托给神
we entrust it to God.
所以我们要求主帮助我们
so we have to ask God to help us.
我们不只是要知道信心，我们更要学到信心
we must not just know about this faith, but we must learn to have this faith.
我们一直认为好多的事情都是我们自己双手去亲力亲为
We often think that, we have to solve all our problems with our own hands.
好多的风雨都是我们自己去面对的。
That we have to face all the storms by ourselves.
有时被淋湿了，有时候甚至感冒了。
Sometimes we are drenched, sometimes we catch a cold.
还不是我们自己在风雨中熬过来。
But it is still us that is going through the storm.
那可见的有没有主同在没有什么多大关系啊。
And so we think, it doesn't matter whether God is with us.
有些信徒真的会这样的认为。
Some, believers do think this way.
我这样热心聚会，我这样热心祷告，但我还不是一样跟别人要面对风雨，要面对各种的苦难。
I come diligently for service, I pray diligently, but am I not like everyone else and I still have to face these storms by myself?
那有没有主同在有什么关系呢
？So what does it matter whether God is with me？
甚至他们认为他们不需要主啊。
And they even feel that they do not need God。
所以你就看到有许多的信徒渐渐就冷淡离开教会。
And we see how some members gradually become, lukewarm and cold, and they stop coming to church。
直到有一天，他人生的船真的要沉下去了。
To the day that Their ship truly is going to
在那种惊恐害怕的时候啊，他才真的知道我需要主。
So in that moment of fear, then they realize that they need God.
就算主不拯救我肉体的生命，我需要主拯救我的灵魂进入天国。
And even if God cannot save my physical body, I still want God to save my soul.
人总是要到生死关头，他才会思想死后要怎么办，要怎么样来面对神的问题。
It is often at the crossroads of life and death that people think about what is to come.
有些人来得及回头，但是有些人来不及了。
Some people are able to turn back fast enough, but some people do not, are not able to.
我们人生这一艘船，随时会面对风浪的。
So this boat that we are sailing on in our lives can face.
所以我们必须要有主与我们同在。
And so we need God to be with us.
这一年，我们真的经历了不少的风浪。
And so this year we have experienced many storms.
但是我们并没有在这个风浪中沉下去。
But we have not sunk in these storms.
那就是因为主与我们同在啊。
And that's because our God is with us.
主与我们同在并不是没有风浪。
And having God with us does not mean that there will be no storms.
主与我们同在是在风浪当中，他不让风浪把我们沉下去。
And God being with us means that in the midst of all these storms, our ship will not be sunk.
当然，如果主除去这个风浪，这是一个恩典。
And of course, if God removes this storm, then that is a grace of God.
但是主没有除去这个风浪，可是他却不让风浪除去我们。
But if the Lord does not remove these storms, but does not allow the storms to,
我们要进一步明白
，to cause us to sink, then we must understand.
除去风浪固然是一个恩典。
To get rid of the storms is a grace.
但是不让风浪除去我们，那是更大的一个恩典啊。
But to not let these storms cause us to sink and extinguish us is also a grace.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主的爱并不是要把我们安置在一个没有风、没有浪的温室里面成长。
Because God's love is not for us to grow in a greenhouse where there are no storms.
温室里成长的孩子要怎么样踏入社会，面对社会那一种的风险、那些风浪？
So how can a child that has grown up in a greenhouse face the dangers of society?
再爱儿女的父母都知道有一天他不能够陪着儿女去面对社会的那种阴险、那种风浪的。
So any parent, no matter how much they love their children, will know that one day the child has to step into society and face the dangers and risks.
所以他必须忍心不让他一直在风温室里面长大，他必须要训练他、栽培他去面对风雨的。
So they have to nurture them to step out of the greenhouse.
这才是真正父母的爱。
And that is the true love of parents.
神爱我们。
So God loves us.
神不是保护我们在一个温室里面。
So God is not just keeping us in a greenhouse.
他让我们面对风浪。
He is allowing us to face these storms.
但是他不让风浪把我们沉下去，他与我们同在。
But He will not allow these storms and waves to end us. He will be with us.
他让我们在风浪当中学习怎么样应用信心来度过这一些风浪。
So He teaches us how to use our faith to overcome these obstacles.
他要让我们在风浪当中的磨练，使我们属灵生命能够成长。
To allow our spiritual lives to grow amidst these storms.
让我们在风浪过后，
So that after these storms,
我们能够以更深刻的领悟和更坚强的内心来继续走我们前面的路。
So that we have a deeper understanding and a stronger resolve to walk on this journey ahead.
这便是神的爱。
That is God's love.
所以我们在风浪当中不应该是在埋怨神，而是祈求神帮助我们，这个风浪要叫我学习什么，要叫我在哪里成长。
So in the midst of these ways, we should not be grumbling and complaining towards God, but rather asking God what we ought to learn.
我们靠主，我们能够度过一切的风浪的。
So by relying on God, we'll be able to overcome all these storms.
因为主与我们同在，他不让风浪把我们沉下去的。
Because God is with us, He will not allow these storms to cause us to sink.
但是你不愿意靠主，你自己沉在风浪里面，那还有什么话好说？还有什么可怨呢？
But if you're unwilling to rely on God and you sink amidst these tribulations, then what more can you say?
人生的风浪是不会止息的。
So, the storms of life will not end.
不管你活到什么时候，你在那个时候都一样会面对风浪的。
No matter how long you live, you will still meet with storms.
但是我们不要忘记。
But we must not forget.
主的同在也没有改变。
God's presence will also not change.
主同在的恩典够我们用来面对各种的风浪。
The grace of God being with us is more than enough to overcome all the storms in our lives.
好像在罗马书第八章二十八节保罗说的那一句话。
Just like what Paul says in Romans 8 verse 28.
罗马书第八章二十八节。
Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
你相信万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处吗？
Do you believe that all things work together for good for those who love God?
万事就包括好事也包括坏事。
So all things include the good and the bad.
包括祝福但也包括祸患。
Includes blessings and it includes tribulations.
我们真的不知道这一些万事怎么样互相效力叫我们得益处。
We do not know how all these things work together for good.
但是我们相信到了最后一定是为了让我们这些爱神的人得到益处的。
But we believe at the end it will work together for good for those who love God.
当然如果你不是真的爱神的你会在这个时候埋怨神。
But if you do not truly love God, at this point you will complain.
我看不到这些事怎么样对我有益处。
We will say, I cannot see how all these things work together for good.
但是爱神的人在这个时候他仍然相信到最后这些事一定是叫我得益处。
But those who love God will persevere and believe that at the end all these things will work together for good.
我们看那一些做针绣在绣花的人。
When we look at those people doing embroidery,
他的每一针每一线都是一个精妙的手艺。
Every stitch is a work of art.
每一针每一线都走向一个方向要完成一个美丽的图案。
Every stitch moves in a certain direction to complete a beautiful picture.
我们在这边看去只是看到一片的凌乱那一种乱七八糟的线索。
So on one side we see this messy arrangement of thread.
但是在另一边正在完成一幅美丽的图案。
But on the other side, a beautiful picture is in the process of being completed.
所以我们不要只是看眼前和表面那一种的凌乱。
So let's not just look at the mess that we see.
我们要相信主的手正在为我们的生命要绣出一个美丽的图案来。
We must trust that God's hand is working out a beautiful picture in our lives.
虽然在黑暗当中我们看不见神的手。
Even though in the darkness we are not able to see God's hand,
但是我们可以相信神的心。
We have to trust in God's heart.
神的心是爱我们的。
We trust that God's heart is one that loves us.
他让我们遭遇这些苦难，要磨练我们，让我们生命更成熟一致，让我们可以得救。
So God gives us all these trials to refine us so that we can become more mature and grow up in our faith.
所以不论是在疲累当中或是在患难当中主都会与我们同在。
So whether is it in our exhaustion or in our tribulations, God will be with us.
我们纪念主同在的恩典我们就有信心有勇气来迎向新的一年。
When we remember how God has been with us, then we have faith to pass into the new year.
2026年还没有来到。
Year 2026 has not arrived.
但是有许多人早已经开始为2026年在焦虑了。
But many people have started worrying for year 2026.
明年的经济如何？
What will the economy be like next year?
会不会更紧？
Oh, sorry, what will our finances be like next year? Will it be even tighter?
我们的工作还稳不稳？
Will our jobs be stable?
我们的身体还能撑得住吗？
Will our body still be able to?
我们的家庭会更糟糕吗？
Will our family situation get worse?
这些事情都还没有发生，但是我们现在就已经在焦虑，要怎么办？
These things have not happened, but we are already worrying about what might happen.
我们不需要为这些还没有发生的事情来焦虑。
We should not worry about these things that have not happened.
因为主耶稣告诉我们。
Because the Lord Jesus tells us,
一天的难处一天当就够了。
Sufficient for each day is its own trouble.
我们不必去承受365天的那个重担，那些忧虑。
We do not need to bear the burdens for the next 365 days.
我们只要承受我们今天的重担，今天的忧虑就好了。
We just have to bear our burdens and troubles for each day.
有一个新的时钟啊，在摆上挂墙上。
So there's this new clock that is being hung on the wall.
旁边的时钟啊，就欢迎他来。
And so all the clocks, the other clocks all welcomed him.
那有一个嫉妒这个漂亮的小时钟，就对他说。
And so one of the clocks was jealous of this beautiful clock and said to him,
看你这么漂亮，但是你的手那么小。
Look, you are so beautiful, but your hands are so short.
你怎么能够承受这一些摆动呢？
How are you able to withstand all these movements?
让我算给你听。
Let me count for you to hear.
一分钟是60秒。
So one minute has 60 seconds.
一小时是60分钟。
One hour has 60 minutes.
一天是24小时。
One day has 24 hours.
一年是365天。
One year has 365 days.
你想想看，一年当中你要摆多少次，我都算不来了。
So you think about it, how many times you have to move in one year? It is uncountable.
你要用手机来算一算，一年365天，你要摆动多少次？滴答一个一秒，滴答一秒。
We have to use our calculator to count how many seconds there are in one year.
要摆到这个天文数字啊，你这个手支持得了吗？
So can your hand withstand moving so many times in one year?
这个美丽的小钟啊，越想越害怕，想哭了。
And so this beautiful clock, was getting more and more worried and started to cry.
旁边一个老钟就对他说。
And one of the old clocks, nearby said.
我的孩子，你不要听他说的。
My child, do not listen to him.
他是在恐吓你，他嫉妒你。
He's jealous and trying to scare you.
你只要每一秒钟滴答两下就好了。
For every second, you just have to move back and forth, and that is enough.
这不是很容易吗？
Isn't that very easy?
每一次就滴答滴答这样就好了。
So for every second, you just go back and forth, and that is enough.
小钟突然间醒悟过来。
And this.Clock suddenly had a realization.
原来每一秒钟我只要左右摆动一下就好了。
Oh, so it is just that for every second I have to move back and forth once.
你怎么思想是很重要的。
So how you think is very important.
你想歪了，你想错了，你想多了，这只有增加你自己的苦恼。
If you think in the wrong way and if you think overthink, then that will only add to your troubles.
我们不是不要想。
It's not that we don't want to think.
但是我们要想得对。
But we have to think in the right manner.
我们要想到主的恩典够我们用，他与我们同在。
We have to think that God will be with us and His grace is sufficient for us.
所以我们就能够比较轻松的、愉快的来面对我们新一年的365天。
So we can face the next 365 days in a more relaxed manner and joyful manner.
因此我们要以靠主的信心来度过我们的新一年。
So we have to rely on our God and have this faith to,
有信心的人并不是说他就不会忧虑害怕。
To overcome this next year. And it is not that those with faith do not fear.
但是在忧虑害怕的时候，他仍然坚持信心。
But in their worries, they persist in their faith and reliance on God.
好像在诗篇五十六篇第三节，大卫说的。诗篇五十六篇第三节。
Just like in Psalm 56 verse 3.
我惧怕的时候，我要依靠你。
When I'm afraid, I will rely on you.
大卫说得很好。
David said this really well.
我惧怕的时候我要依靠你。
When I am afraid, I will trust in you.
所以会害怕，并不是说你没有了信心。
So just because you are afraid does not mean you have no faith.
你会把惧怕带到主的面前，这才是信心。
But faith is to bring your fear before God.
我们真的不知道明年会发生什么大风浪。
So we really do not know what storms are awaiting us in 2026.
但是我们知道谁掌管明年。
But we know who holds the next year.
我们知道谁会在风浪当中与我们同在。
And we know who will be with us in the storm.
我们请看腓立比书的第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
13 and 14.
Verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal of the for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗勉励我们要忘记背后，努力面前的。
Paul encourages us to forget what is behind and to look forward to what is to come.
所以不要让我们自己停在2025年不好的回忆和懊悔当中。
So, let's not remain in the bad memories of 2025 and stay in this state.
我们要向着标杆直跑。
But we have to run towards the next checkpoint.
每一个基督徒他们都是向前直跑的。
Every Christian is running forward in this race.
只不过奔跑的目标不同。
But everyone is running towards a different goal.
有人是向世界奔直跑的，但有人却是向天国直跑的。
Some are running towards the world, but some are running towards heaven.
这个世界叫我们要更成功，要更富足。
The world teaches us to be more and more successful, to be more and more wealthy.
主耶稣没有阻止你去追求这些富足，这些成功。
So the Lord Jesus does not forbid you from chasing these success and wealth.
如果主耶稣阻止，就没有基督徒会富足会成功了。
If that were the case, there would be no successful and wealthy Christians.
主耶稣没有阻止。
So the Lord Jesus did not forbid that.
但是主耶稣要你再仔细的想一想。
But the Lord Jesus wants you to think more deeply.
人若赚了全世界却赔上生命有什么益处？
What profits a man to gain the whole world but to lose his soul?
所以如果你正在追求世界的成功，世界的富足的时候，
So if you're in the midst of pursuing this success and wealth in the world,
你要想想主耶稣所说的话。
You have to remember what the Lord Jesus said.
我们不是不可以求世上的事。
It is not that we cannot pursue worldly things.
但是我们要先求神的国和神的义。
But we have to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
我们要先求做对的事。
We must first seek to do the things that are right.
要先预留一些时间，让我们可以来聚会敬拜神。
We have to put time to worshiping God.
让我们预留一些时间可以侍奉主。
We have to put some time into serving God.
更重要的，预留一些时间，让我们可以灵修自己，让我们可以改变自己那个不好的旧生命。
And put time into spiritual nurture and to overcoming the old man.
有人说神是慈爱的。
So some say God is love.
你说的这一些是我知道。
So all these things I know.
但是慢慢来没有关系的。
But let's just take it slow.
神爱我们
，God loves us。
神给我们时间
，God will give us time。
我们可以慢慢来
，We can take our own time。
我想许多基督徒都是这样想的。
I believe that many Christians think
神是慈爱的，我们慢慢来不要紧。
God is love. We can take our time. It is all right.
神是慈爱的，绝对没有错。
It is definitely true that God is love.
可是你却想错神的爱。
But you have misunderstood God's love.
神的爱。不是宠爱，更不是溺爱。
God's love is not about pampering us or to spoil us.
神的爱是公义的爱，是圣洁的爱。
God's love is one that is righteous and holy.
如果你继续的不圣洁，做不公义的事，神不爱的。
If you continue to be unholy and to do unrighteous things, God will not love that.
主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus said,
从前亚罗亚楼倒塌，压死了十八个人。
There was a tower that fell and fell on 12 people, and fell and killed 18 people.
主耶稣说：“你们想这些被压死的人啊，是不是比那些在耶路撒冷的人更有罪？所以他们被压死
？”Were these people more sinful than the people in Jerusalem?
主耶稣说：“不是的。
”The Lord Jesus said, "No."
如果你们不悔改，你们也一样要如此灭亡。
If you do not turn back, then you will also likewise suffer the same fate.
主耶稣不是用这件事情来恐吓我们。
The Lord Jesus is not using this example to scare us.
他是用这件事情在爱里面来警告我们，要叫我们早日要悔改。
He's using this example to warn us in love that we turn back quickly.
主耶稣给我们新一年，并不是让我们继续在拖延。慢慢悔改。
So God is giving us a new year not to delay in returning back.
慢到什么时候呢
？How slow do we want to be?
所以有人说
，So someone said,
你放心啦、啊， 再过一年，我自然就会长大了的。
Some people say, "Do not worry, because in the next year, I will naturally grow up and become more mature."
是的，时间会让一个人长大。
It is true that time can cause someone to grow.
但是你要看清楚。
But you have to look clearly.
时间不会改变生命的。
Time will not change your course of life.
时间只是长大你现在的生命。
Time will only cause you to grow in your current way of life.
你现在的生命是不洁净的。
If your current way of life is one that is unholy,
你慢慢来，再等多一年。
If wait one more year,
等多一年还是不洁净的。如果你不悔改的话
，in that after that one year, you will still continue to be unholy.
你现在的生命是冷淡的。
If your life of faith is cold now,
你再过一年。
After one year,
如果你不改变，你还是更加冷淡的。
If you don't change, you'll be even more cold.
时间会让我们长大，没有错。
Time will cause us to grow.
但是我们总要记住。
But we must remember.
时间只是长大我们现在的生命。
Time will only cause us to grow in our current way of life.
不会改变你的生命。
It will not change our way of life.
你必须要自己听主的话。靠主的帮助来改变你的生命。
You have to listen to the words of the Lord Jesus and to rely on Him to change.
那么在新的一年，再过了一年，你真的长大，真的成熟。
And in the new year, you will really grow and really mature in your faith.
你真的会成为主所喜悦的人。
And you will truly be beloved by the Lord.
所以我们要听主的话。
So we have to listen to the words of the Lord.
靠主的帮助来改变我们自己那些不好的旧生命。
To rely on the help of our Lord to overcome the bad habits that we have.
特别是主耶稣责备老以弗所教会的那一件事。
And especially in the manner of what the Lord rebuked the church of Ephesus for.
主耶稣责备以弗所教会什么事呢？
And what did our Lord rebuked the church of Ephesus for?
你把起初的爱心离弃了。
You have left your first love.
他起初的爱心是主所喜悦的。
The first love was what the Lord delighted in.
但是很可惜，他离弃了起初的爱心。
But what is regrettable is that they left this first love.
这一年我们在忙碌和疲累当中啊，是不是也发觉到我们离弃了起初的爱心？
This year in our busyness and our exhaustion, have we noticed that we have left our first love?
我们还是有爱主的心。
We still love the Lord.
但是我们的爱心不再像我们起初的爱心一样。
But our love is no longer the first love that we had for God.
我们离弃了起初的爱心。
We have left this first love.
这不是突然间就离弃的，而是渐渐离弃的。
And this is not something that happens suddenly, but rather gradually.
渐渐的，我们减少侍奉了。
Gradually, we cut down on our service.
然后渐渐的，我们减少聚会了。
Gradually, we cut down on our service attendance.
渐渐的，连读经祷告都少了。
Gradually, we cut down on our prayer and our Bible reading.
渐渐的，对罪没有那么敏感了。
Gradually, we stop becoming so sensitive to sin.
更糟糕的，渐渐你以为我这样也还不错啊。
And we start to think that our current state of faith is all right.
这个世界并没有强迫我们否认主。
The world today does not force us to deny Christ.
但是它却成功地分散了我们对主的爱。
But it has successfully dissipated our zeal for Him.
我们没有公开否认主。
We do not openly deny Christ.
但是我们却渐渐离开主的信仰，离去了那起初对主的爱心。
But we have gradually left this faith and left this first love.
这是一个无声无息但是却实实在在的属灵危机。
This is a very silent yet dangerous crisis in our spiritual lives.
它害死的是我们属灵的生命。
It causes us to lose our soul.
所以我们要警醒。
So we have to be vigilant.
2025年还有四天就真的过去了。
There are 4 days to the end of 2025.
岁月如流，但恩典不止。
Time will pass, but God's grace is unchanging.
主带领我们过了这一年，主也必定带领我们新的一年。
God has guided us the past year, and He will guide us in the next year.
所以我们用感恩的心来看过去，但用信心的脚来走向2026年。
So we have to look back with a heart of gratitude and look forward with faith.
不是让我们在新一年更成功。
It is not for us to become more successful in the coming year.
但是让我们在新一年更敬畏主，更爱我们的主。
But to fear God more and to love God more in the year to come.